So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern time, where we go through more of the front end and the sales end of the mortgage business. Today, we're going to be talking about how to manage your time. Now, I am not an expert on time management. There are plenty more experts than me out there, you know, that you can read books from or speeches from and stuff like that. But it's just a topic that I want to touch on just to go over some of the basics, but also how this applies to us specifically as loan officers and how it applies to us specifically for loan officers at the Mortgage Calculator. Right. So, but again, there's plenty of books, presentations, YouTube videos, speeches on time management from people who are much more experts on time management than I am. So if you're really interested in, you know, making sure that you're completing all of this, I would probably seek some other resources that are actually experts in this. But let's go ahead and talk about it here. So let me go ahead and change my screen here. Okay. So let me get into the first slide here. So first of all, let's talk about the, you know, benefits here of time management. Well, time is precious in the mortgage industry, especially, right? I mean, every salesperson time is precious, but in mortgages, it is a very difficult business. It's also very time consuming once we have loans to do and stuff like that. So it's very important to balance the time that we spend, and we'll talk about that a little bit later here. And, you know, efficient time management leads to increased productivity and it reduces stress, right? When we can manage our time properly, it can significantly reduce the stress and increase the productivity. And then the last bullet point here, by mastering time management, you can increase sales and boost overall job satisfaction. And that is especially true here in the mortgage business, because the mortgage industry, it's very satisfying. At the end of the day, we are helping people buy homes, putting their families in homes, helping people get cash out of their homes when they're in need. You know, these are beautiful things, as well as helping people become real estate investors and build their wealth, which is another beautiful thing, right? So it can be a very satisfying job, but if we can't manage our time and our pipeline and, you know, all these type of things, it can get so chaotic that you might lose sight of the satisfaction you can actually draw from the job. And also, of course, like it says here, increase sales, right? It's an amazing industry. It pays very well. But we need to make sure that, you know, we manage our time, right? Because it's very important. We're salespeople. We all only have so much time in a day. But this sales job is pretty unique because there's so much on the back end of the sale, right? We're salespeople like anyone else out here calling people, making calls, following up with people, buying leads or getting leads, right? So we're just like any other salesperson. But we have a very long and complicated road after we, you know, essentially convert the lead, right? Convert the deal into somebody who's moving forward with a loan. We still got a long ways to go before we close it, right? So I would say that even more than most industries, our time is very precious, because even once we get a sale on the hook, that means then the work really starts, right? As opposed to, okay, cool, boom, made a sale, on to the next one, right? So here are some time management tips. Again, you know, these are, you know, you can find plenty of resources out there that specialize in this kind of stuff, but obviously you want to create a schedule. Now, setting goals. So I recommend, if you haven't watched our goal setting training yet, go ahead. We actually have two sales trainings on goal setting. So go back and check those out if you haven't. But setting goals is going to play into all of this, because like we talk about in the setting goals training, you're going to set the actual goals and then kind of reverse engineer what it's going to take you to get there, as far as how much prospecting are you going to have to do in a day. And then that's going to help you create your time blocks, right? If it's you decide to hit your goals, you have to make 200 calls per day. We obviously need to figure out a appropriate amount of time to set aside each day to make that happen, and, you know, et cetera, right? So setting goals is an important part of this, but also sticking to the schedule. You know, one of the things I think that's most important about time management and just managing your job as a salesperson in general is making a realistic schedule that you can stick to every day. Because the key is to stick to it, right? Now, you can always do more. So if your goal is very high and you're like, well, a lot of the, you know, may sometimes I can do this when I don't have to pick up the kids or whatever it is, right? I mean, don't make it unrealistic. Put it together so that it's something that you can actually accomplish every day. And again, okay, let's say the day comes that you don't have to pick up the kids. Great, then just do extra work, right? That'd be totally fine. But don't just, because what happens is if you start not hitting it on some days, then it loses all, you know, it loses all the punch, right? Like you have to make sure that it's something you can stick to. So I think a lot of people make the mistake of doing something so grand and large, right? Because they want to be ambitious and forgetting that they need to make it much more realistic to stick to. It's much more important to make something you can stick to than some lofty goal that you're chasing, right? Because again, stick to the schedule, make yourself feel good, stay organized, do exactly what you need to be doing, have a routine, and then you can always work more than that. You can always do more. There's nothing stopping you from that, but don't let anything stop you from sticking to your schedule, which would mean you are, you know, kind of making it unrealistic. You would allow things to get in the way some days, and it's key that we don't. Time blocking, of course, you know, there's whole trainings on time blocking, but that's essentially what we're talking about, right? Blocking off time for prospecting. How many calls do I need to make a day to hit my goals? 200, 100, whatever it is, right? So, you know, and block off enough time to call 200 people every day for this and that, right? Another key point here, optimizing your inbox. This is huge. So we have both a public training and a private training at the Mortgage Calculator on your email inbox and optimizing it, which is very important, right? Your email is your work. That is your entire work and your workstation. Email's going in and out, and that's what your agenda is every day. You have to check your email. What's going on with your clients? What's going on with your files? What's going on with your loans? And so optimizing your inbox is very important as far as time management. It's going to absolutely save you a lot of time if your email inbox is really optimized correctly and you're using it correctly. And let me tell you, there's a huge difference between just having an email in an inbox and optimizing everything properly and using it properly, right? And next bullet point here, focus and cut out the wasted time. So obviously that's kind of a general thing which we can do. But one of the tips I have here, for example, would be like when you're making calls, I would make sure to set this time aside to, and right now I'm talking about using like the auto dialer, right? Using, you know, making a mass amount of calls. When you're plugging into the auto dialer, I really recommend to block off time for that and try your hardest to not unplug at all. Now, of course, maybe you have to go to the restroom or something, but I mean, it's literally this serious that I would try to go to the restroom before, right? My point here is that when you plug into an auto dialer, each time you stop, it's like exponentially less productivity, right? And so it's important, like, for example, with the auto dialer, say, okay, I'm going to focus for 2 hours sitting here dialing, because every time you stop, even just to go do this or do that, it just kills all the momentum. The key when you're using an auto dialer is to stay plugged in for as long of amounts of time as you can. If you're cutting in and out, you're wasting huge amounts of time that the auto dialer is supposed to be cutting through. So you're not using the tool to its full potential if you're getting off and on it every 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes, even an hour, right? 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Those are the kind of blocks you want to put in when you're using an auto dialer. Because again, if you're stopping, you're killing the entire purpose of the whole tool, right? It's not doing its job at that point. And it's definitely not doing its job as effectively as it could. And then here is a big point I would love to drive home to everybody. Make the work worth it. So what do I mean by this? I mean, make the time you are spending on things worth it by doing them correctly, also doing them professionally. So obviously doing them correctly is what's going to maximize, right? So for example, if you're prospecting and you're spending time prospecting, you need to make sure that you're also spending the time, the appropriate time, following up. Because if you don't follow up with everyone that you already prospected previously, then you're wasting the time you had spent prospecting them in the first place. Because especially from our statistics trainings we've been doing lately, we know that all sales require follow-ups, and some require 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And so you're going to waste your time of the time you spent last week prospecting if you're not following up with all of them. And so don't just mistake activity for productivity, right? Just because you want to call new people, that's great. We always want to call new people every day. But if we're not following up with the people that we called yesterday and last week, then we wasted that time yesterday and last week, right? We have to make sure that we are, you know, operating at full capacity here. And so another example of making the work worth it, being professional through and through all the challenges, all of the people you may get angry by or annoyed by or whatever the situation is. Some people can be very rude too. It's our job to remain a professional. So remaining a professional, both, you know, on the positive sides and also while negative things are going on, this is going to make the work worth it, right? Again, approaching things correctly, approaching things professionally, because even when things don't work out, if we've remained professional, if we've remained, you know, nice, this is when we start to get those, you know, referrals coming in from people who didn't even do loans with us, but they spoke with us. And even though their credit was too bad to do a loan, we didn't just say, oh, I have no use for you, right? We help them, we consult them, we, you know, provide them with knowledge, be a loan consultant, keep the communication open, tell them we're here to help them in the future once they can get their credit up with some of the tips you may have given them, right? So these are the type of things where the same phone call of somebody who, you know, you end up, whatever the case is, when you find out, oh, this is not going to work, this person's not going to qualify for anything. So many people are focused on just churning, just, oh, they're, you know, I don't want to waste my time with them, right? On to the next one. Well, you can't treat it like that. You're building a book of business and a book of leads forever. And we have plenty of examples we've talked about all the time where people who don't even do a loan with you can refer you a loan or mini loans just because you were professional, you followed up, you were nice, you were helpful, giving them tips, being the proper loan officer consultant. So when you're doing your job properly, no time should really be considered wasted. And so when we're talking about time management, not only do we want to manage our time correctly, but we want to make sure the time that we are spending is optimized and that it's worth it. So we need to do our job as a professional. And we also need to do our job with following up and doing the other parts of the process. Because again, if you're not finishing through the other parts of the process from the people you prospected last week, then the time you did spend prospecting was essentially wasted, right? We know we have to follow up. We know from statistics that it's required. So we just got to do our job through and through and remain a professional. That actually has a lot to do with time management, surprisingly. So let's talk about time management specifically as a loan officer and a loan officer here at the Mortgage Calculator, right? So this isn't the end all be all, but this is just kind of general simple that you can look at right here and just kind of see and kind of understand, right? These are in order, time management priorities. And essentially every day, you know, should look something like this of making sure you're working on your current loans that are closing, right? The actual files in progress. When you wake up every morning, you obviously need to see what's going on with my loans. Where are they at? What, you know, do I need to do anything? What's happening? You know, so obviously those are the first priority. And you need to follow up on everything that you needed to follow up with. Remember, we're setting follow-up tasks as we're prospecting. So when you come into the CRM every day, you got your to-do list right there. It's all mapped out for you. And so that's the first thing you would do every day is knock out all of your following up, requoting people that need to be requoted, right? That's essentially the second priority here. Okay, what's going on with the actual loans I have in progress, especially because a lot of the loans are legal things, right? Triggered files and loans that are closing and things like that. And then the second priority would essentially be following up and doing everything that you had set tasks for yourself to do that day previously. And then start your prospecting, right? That would be the, you know, third priority, because worst thing comes to worst, you might only have an hour of prospecting today instead of two because you had something happen with one of your current loans and it took you hours to figure out. So the prospecting, we want to make sure we do it every day. But, you know, again, if we don't, following up is more of a priority, because if we didn't follow up, we wasted the other prospecting we were doing, right? So you see how this all plays into prospecting kind of being the third, because it, you know, it's something where, yes, maybe we didn't get to prospect as much as we wanted today, but at least we took care of our loans in progress. At least we followed up with everyone else that we needed to, that we did prospect with before, so we didn't waste that time, right? And then any time that you have left over, just kind of in general, again, this is just kind of general, simple layout here, it is learning and education, right? Going into the trainings, the knowledge center, watching the videos, watching our different trainings, other trainings, trainings from lenders, you know, going to events, listening to panels, whatever it is, right? I would spend your leftover time. And also, that's something that you can do after hours and on the weekends, you know, and other times, right? Like, for example, you can't call clients at 11 p.m., but if you're up late, you know, and want to put some work in, you can definitely do some trainings and, you know, just kind of get your education up there. So definitely, you know, very important to kind of know the general order of things of importance. And of course, always current loans are going to be first thing that's going to be looked at every day, first thing that's going to be tended to. And then again, we need to follow up, we need to requote, and then spend the other time that we have prospecting. And then if we do have some extra time, or if, you know, like I said, we're working late or something like that, then I would fill that time with education, as much education as possible. And that even goes for experienced loan officers out there, because remember, this is non-QM. Not all the loans you do here are non-QM, but a lot of them, it's non-QM lending, which changes every single day, changes, updates, shifts to guidelines, to programs, to pricing. I mean, everything is constantly moving and changing. So it's definitely important to stay up to date on things. Keep in mind that it's much more important in non-QM lending to educate yourself on processes and programs and guidelines than it is for the typical broker who just does conventional FHA, VA, USDA. Those are four types of loans, four guidelines. They don't change much. And there's automated underwriting that's going to tell you whether people are approved or not, right? Totally different world than we are in the non-QM lending space. So non-QM is just so much more important to educate yourself on the processes and the programs and the guidelines and all that kind of good stuff. All right. So I don't see any questions. I think we can wrap it up again. You know, just make sure to, you know, if I were you, I would watch some professional time management, you know, trainings or videos or speeches or books. But just in general, I would say the takeaway from today would be to actually start this process of, you know, time blocking. And hopefully you've already set your goals, like we talked about on the previous trainings. If you haven't, go to the goal setting trainings, you know, watch those, and then I would do that. And optimizing your inbox is a big one. If you haven't watched that training yet, definitely watch it. And, you know, get that worked out. So those are some of the actionable items here for today. And then just keep this in mind, kind of a general rule of thumb that you probably want to go by as far as the priority of doing things and just kind of your daily schedule. And you can kind of time block from here, right? You kind of got the four categories here now. So hopefully that will help you do your time blocking by being able to look at this, maybe take a picture of it or whatever, and just kind of think of your time blocking in these four categories. And then you could further break down your time blocking, right? Prospecting is very general. You can time block. I'm going to hit the auto dialer for this amount of time. I'm going to, you know, reach out to realtors for this amount of time. I'm going to do, you know, whatever it is, right? You can break that down into a lot of things, but these are kind of the four general categories of what you would want to time block for. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this at 12 p.m. Eastern time every weekday, where we go through a more of the front end and sales process of mortgages. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Tomorrow, we'll have a special guest on. So we'll see you then, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.